So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's an adaptation of a graphic novel about masked vigilantes and superheroes.
Oh, that sounds very exciting.
No, it very rarely will be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, this isn't your grandmother's superhero movie.
My grandmother?
Yeah, it's not your grandmother's kind of movie, it's an expression.
My grandmother doesn't watch any superhero movies.
No, of course not, but if she did, you know, she would not like what I'm about to pitch you.
So people won't like this?
Oh, this is off to a bad start.
Kind of.
What I'm trying to say is that it's gonna be a very dark and violent superhero movie.
Oh, okay, I think I gotcha.
Yeah, it's gonna be called Watchmen, and it's based off a graphic novel by Alan Moore.
Oh, right, I hear that's popular.
It is, and he said this thing is unfilmable, you know, so Zack Snyder and I took that as a challenge.
Oh, I wonder if he meant that as a challenge, or more like, this is a bad idea, don't try to do this, it'll be bad.
Well, I mean, considering he explicitly said he doesn't want his name attached to this thing, I guess we'll never know.
So is it gonna be difficult to adapt?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're basically gonna use the graphic novel as a storyboard, pick some famous panels, and recreate them.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
So what happens in this thing?
Well, it's gonna start with this aging hero, the comedian, being murdered.
Oh, how is he killed?
In slow motion.
Oh, slow motion can be really fun when used in moderation.
I agree, which means it can be even more fun when used in excess.
I guess that makes sense.
It does. So we're gonna use it in pretty much every single scene.
Oh, that much?
Yeah.
That could be a good way to pad the runtime.
The full thing's gonna be 3.5 hours.
Oh, excessive padding is tight.
Sure is. So anyway, this guy Rorschach is gonna investigate the comedian's death and be like, uh-oh, somebody's gunning for masks.
And what's his deal?
Well, he has this mask that's constantly changing designs, you know, like a Rorschach inkblot test.
Oh, how does that thing even work?
Unclear.
Huh.
Anyway, he's super badass, and he sounds like Christian Bale as Batman.
Wow.
And he keeps a journal, so he's gonna provide some narration in this thing.
By reading from his diary? That doesn't sound very badass.
It's not a diary, it's a journal.
Where he talks about his thoughts and his feelings?
Exactly.
That's a diary. Teenage girls do that.
It's a very cool and dark journal.
If you say so.
Anyway, so Rorschach goes to see some of the other heroes, and you know, they've all been outlawed by President Nixon.
Oh, Nixon is a character in this? How are we gonna pull that off?
By caking so much makeup on a guy that he looks like a walking prosthetic.
Well, okay then.
And we're also gonna have this guy with actual superpowers, Dr. Manhattan.
And what's his deal?
Oh, well, he's blue and he glows, and a lot of the time he's naked, you know, so we just see everything down there.
What?
Yeah, just all of it.
We're gonna see his thing?
Yeah.
Why would we do that, though?
Well, they showed it in the graphic novel sometimes.
Okay, but does that really mean we need to show it too?
That's actually a very good question, to which the answer is absolutely yes, we do.
It just feels like it's gonna be a little distracting.
You're saying that you'd be distracted if while I was talking to you, I was holding this thing up?
Oh my god.
I feel like most people are mature enough to not be distracted by something like this waving around.
What? No, yeah, no, I'm mature.
Okay, good. So anyway, this guy, Dr. Manhattan, has all these powers, right?
Uh-huh, yep.
And one of his big powers is that he can see into the future, but for some reason, that seems lost right now. So he thinks that there's a nuclear bomb or not, and there's some kind of What do you think about that?
Yep, that sounds great.
Awesome. So anyway, Doctor...
Hey, you mind putting that away?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thank you so much.
So anyway, another storyline is gonna be about this character, Silk Spectre, and she's in a relationship with Dr. Manhattan, but she's not very happy.
Because he's naked all the time?
Maybe, but also, like, when he's getting intimate with her, he has a copy of himself working on a project in the other room.
Oh, very gross.
Yeah, so anyway, that's gonna turn into this big love story between Silk Spectre and this guy, Night Owl.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's almost not Batman.
Oh.
So we're gonna have this whole big thing where he realizes that he can't perform unless they just fought crime.
That's okay.
Yeah, so they're gonna go fight crime together, and that's really gonna spice things up.
I feel like this is all very gross and unnecessary.
It's mature and grown up.
Okay.
So then we're gonna have a really long love scene between these two characters.
Do we need to?
Yep, and it's gonna be very slow paced. We're gonna zoom in on Night Owl's butt, stick on that for a while.
Whoa, I don't know about that.
We're gonna play Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen.
Oh, please don't.
Yeah, we're gonna play it.
I feel like this is not the kind of thing that Leonard Cohen had in mind when he wrote that song.
If that song's not about two comic book characters getting intimate in a high-tech plane, I don't know what it's about.
So are they just gonna fight crime now because it turns them on?
That's certainly gonna be part of it, I suppose.
Very gross.
Anyway, so at the end of the movie, we're gonna find out that their friend Ozymandias is the one who killed the comedian.
Oh, betrayal.
Yeah, and he also created this giant squid monster to destroy entire cities.
Okay, nope, I don't like that.
What do you
you mean? That's what happened in the graphic novel. I mean, there's some wacky stuff in this thing, but let's not bring a giant squid monster into the mix.
Well, there needs to be some kind of massive, global, neutral threat so that all the surviving humans come together in peace.
So let's say that he frames Dr. Manhattan for blowing up a bunch of cities.
But he's not neutral, though. The whole movie, we're pushing the fact that he's an American weapon.
So?
Well, if something that America created blew up a bunch of cities worldwide, I don't think everybody would rally together with the US in peace.
Okay, so maybe this ending won't make sense, but at least it's not a giant squid monster.
All right.
Great.
So anyway, Ozymandias explains his entire plan to the other Watchmen, and they're like, we're not gonna let you get away with it.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, no, I wouldn't explain my whole plan to you if there was any chance you could affect the outcome. I did this like 35 minutes ago.
Wow, so what are they gonna do?
Oh, they're gonna give him a very dirty look.
Oh, that'll show him.
Yeah, and also Rorschach explodes.
Oh my god.
So what do you think?
Well, it could be an interesting marriage, you know, between Zack Snyder's filmmaking and this dark source material.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, it could be interesting. I mean, this isn't the kind of thing we'd do with more mainstream heroes.
Yeah, that would be a surprising move.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter.
Spread it around.
And as always, check back soon for a new pitch.
Bye-bye.